From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Iraqi police try to keep the peace as they themselves become targets of violence. But our lead today is from California, where everybody who's running for governor is waking up to another new day in Wonderland. The recall election that was set for 3 weeks from today is now delayed. A federal appeals court says that if the election takes place then, many voters will have to use the punch card ballots that caused all the trouble in Florida in the last presidential election. So it's off, but still maybe on again, too. Joining us is the political writer with the San Francisco Chronicle, Carla Marinucci. Carla, welcome back. And what's the reaction been to this appeals court ruling?
Alex, this has been like a horror movie, the return of the hanging chad. I mean, this is deja vu all over again. And I think for a lot of the candidates, this has required them to just throw the script down entirely. Of course, the reaction has been very partisan. Republicans very angry, saying this is a very liberal court, and they expect it to be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats saying this was a good thing, that voters were going to be disenfranchised, and that almost 40,000 votes were going to be not counted should these antiquated punch card systems be used in the election. So you're seeing it split right down the middle. And meanwhile, the candidates, all 135 of them, have got to figure out what goes on from here now that the sprint has been turned into a marathon.
Well, what about an appeal of this? Who's moving close to appealing this court's ruling, and where would they go?
Well, the People's Advocate, which is the lead group that supported the recall, said that they expect to file appeals as early as today. This could go to the full Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal, North District Court of Appeals, or it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court, in which case we're really looking at, a replay of the 2000 election drama all over again. And Democrats are saying if the Supreme Court overturns this ruling, you're looking at an energized group of voters all over again as we replay that whole drama between Democrats and Republicans. I mean, this could it potentially impact the fortunes of not only Gray Davis and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all the candidates in this race, but maybe even to the 2004 presidential race if the country gets embroiled in all this again.
So what are the major candidates for governor doing today? Their laundry or going out and shaking more hands?
You know, what they're doing today is having to retool the campaign script. Governor Gray Davis this week has a very heavy schedule of Democratic presidential candidates working with him here in California. He intends to continue that schedule. Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign says he's going to go forward as if October 7th is going to be the day. The political strategists have a nightmare scenario. They don't know the timing. They don't know exactly what's going to happen, and that just obviously affects everything. And their spin, which is the biggest issue they've got right now, and they're spinning like crazy now that this decision has come down.
Carla Marinucci, political writer with the San Francisco Chronicle, thanks for being with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.